Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's a hangover. It's a Joe Flacco hangover this morning. And I know you're listening. I know you're feeling the same way I am, Browns fans. You're sitting here watching Joe Flacco look like Joe Flacco that was here 2 years ago. And we watched it last night. And it's like, what are we doing? And Dan, let me bring this up. Dan's in for Jeff today. I'm having a lot of trouble believing the front office is all on the same page. I just don't see it. There's just no way. There's no way. You know, I think when they brought Paul D. Podesta in a few years ago to look at things maybe from the outside, that, you know, they've done a couple of things right and they've figured out a couple of things, but I just don't know, man. I just think there's too many cooks in the kitchen on this thing. There's just too many question marks about what's actually going on. Who's making the decisions? I actually feel really bad for Gabriel. Because again, if they don't draft Sanders, there's just no question. People are like, all right, let's see what Gabriel's got. Yeah, I got it. We're sitting here. We would have been sitting here with what Pickett, Flacco, and Gabriel. And that would have been the end of it. And maybe they would have drafted a wide receiver. I don't know if the wide receiver would have been any good. Maybe they would have drafted another young offensive lineman. I don't know if they would have been any good or not. But the fact that this thing has been a mess since the whole thing started, I feel like we just walked down some crazy road on draft day. I don't know, maybe you just take the number 2 pick and follow suit that way. Why do I have a massive headache? And why are our phone lines flying on a Friday? And I'm looking at social media too. People who are like livid because we just watched 3.5-4 hours of regret last night. Of letting Flacco go if you thought you had any chance of winning this year. And I don't, I mean, maybe Gabriel might be better than Flacco is at some point. I mean, we all kind of know the way Joe goes, right? Like, has a great game like this. Like, I think Flacco's absolutely perfect for what the Bengals need if they think Burrow can come back late in the season and they've got a chance to win the AFC North or make the playoffs. I mean, we saw what happened in the playoffs when he was here and it was fun. I mean, that was the greatest ride we've had in forever. And maybe they just shouldn't have let Flacco go at all last year. I hate to say it. I mean, it was like they were scared of their own shadow to have Flacco here at the same time as Watson being able to play. God, that Watson trade just haunts this franchise every waking moment.
And there it is. That's it. I hate to continue to come back to the same exact thing. It's that Watson trade. It all comes back to where they are right now, to the Deshaun Watson trade and the gamble that they took in trading for a guy that hadn't touched the field in a year and had a boatload of lawsuits going against him. Now civil lawsuits and all those things, and a lot of those dismissed, and you know all the things that come with that. Then mixed with the fact that he sat for another, what, I think it was 12 games? Let's say it was something like that. Can't remember off the top of my head, but the majority of the next season. So it turned into almost 2 years of not playing football. And he's been horrendous. He's been unplayable. He's been the worst quarterback in football. and you gave up what could be the core of the future that you could be looking at right now as having sustained success to bring him in here. That's it. I mean, that's, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It just all comes back to the ripple effect of that singular move of bringing Deshaun Watson into Cleveland and the train wreck that's followed it. It's all paying the price. And this year especially is really paying the price. We knew this was going to be bad. We knew this was going to be bad. We knew this was going to be unwatchable. We knew it. We all saw the writing on the wall in April when they traded down. We knew this was going to be bad. Now, did I think it was going to be this bad? No. Oh, God, no.
We knew the first six games would be tough.
We knew the defense would carry the offense.
And that's where we are.
But we thought the offense would at least be able to run the ball and function. This is a dysfunctioning offense. This offense does not function. You would be better off with an offense that would be running the triple option like a service academy than what you're watching right here. This is horrendous. It's repugnant. It can't move the ball forward. Like, that's the most asinine part. It can't move the ball forward in a league where they look at the point totals and decide, we're going to stop calling holding for a while. And they still can't move the ball forward. It is just embarrassing. And then, Joe Flacco leaves and he looks fantastic. Why? He's throwing to Chase Higgins, getting the ball out fast. He can move the ball forward. It's a hell of a thing. It's like, it's just a swift kick.
There's a little part of me that is listening to you saying, okay, can't move the ball forward, can't move the ball
forward. Can't move the ball forward.
It's not, I actually think they can move the ball forward. They can't get points. Go back and look at last week's game against Pittsburgh, right? And go look at those drives, when the score was 23-6 as we were going into the fourth quarter. I think the average play per drive in the NFL, was looking yesterday, was like 9 or 10 plays per drive, okay? They got a field goal to make it 23-9, and they went 18 plays. It's like watching the tortoise versus the hare, but they still had 18 plays. They went 54 yards.
We call that guards ball, actually.
It feels like guards ball. You're right. The next time they lose the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Ball on downs. They still want 7 plays, but they only want 12 yards, and they only ate up 3:03 o'clock. But I didn't need them to eat clock at that point. I needed them to score. Then on the last drive, what, 10 plays, 42 yards. They can move. They just they can't get points. That's the problem. And then, you know, Joe got him to what? Flacco had him at 20 at halftime last night, didn't
he? Turns out that Higgins guy and that Chase guy are pretty damn good.
I got to take some phone calls. Heavy D has been online for a while. Hey, Heavy D, how are you? Talk to me, man.
Always appreciated all your help.
How's it going? Hey, I want to talk about Jim Schwartz.
Sure.
So when we brought Schwartz on, he immediately made the defense better, right?
Yeah,
we were good, and he made us great. All right. And if we can all agree on about Coach Kev is that he lacks fire. He lacks fire at the podium, on the sideline, and in his play calling lately. Schwartz has fire.
Okay.
If we have any leaders on the team, they're definitely on the defense. Why are we not promoting Schwartz to head coach? He solves all of these I don't see Jim Schwartz allowing the offense to run three pass plays on a goal-to-go sequence. I don't see that happening. He's definitely shoving it down somebody's throat.
Schwartz
was the coach of the Lions.
Yeah, I keep going back to that, too. I don't know. I think, and maybe, you know, we talk about it a lot of times, that coaches with their first run as a head coach. Hang on. Coaches with their first run as a head coach sometimes don't make it. Their second run might make a difference.
We could do this on Sunday. We fire Kev, give him to the Dolphins. They fire Mike, give him to us. We'll make him an offensive coordinator. Bing, bang, boom, off we go.
Boy, you make it easy. You know what? It's easy when you're writing checks to pay for guys that aren't with you anymore, too. So thanks, Heavy D. Heavy D in Streetsboro.
This really does feel like we're about to witness a loser leaves town match. Like, I feel like me and Gene Okerlund is going to be in the middle of those two doing interviews beforehand, right there at the Cuyahoga County Civic Center, for the loser leaves town between Kevin Stefanski and Mike McDaniel.
You're saying that you believe whoever loses this game on Sunday is done for the rest of the season?
Right. Would it shock you?
No, it wouldn't shock me.
Me at all.
It's just weird. You know what? I really thought that Andrew, and maybe Andrew and Kevin are more on the same page than maybe Jimmy or Paul DePodesta. I don't know. I don't know who's on what page. I just know that something about Kevin over the last 2 weeks just doesn't seem like the same Kevin that we've seen. Do I sound wrong? I'm just based on we listen to all the press conferences, and I know maybe a press conference isn't exactly the best way to gauge it, but Kevin, something seems off with Kevin. True or false? And maybe he's feeling the pressure. Maybe I'm listening for the pressure, and maybe I'm wrong.
He seems more annoyed. You know, he's always.
I'd be annoyed too if I was him.
Of course I would.
But because the play calling execution isn't going exactly the way he wants it to. He's literally has a team with one veteran wide receiver who's not coming through the way everybody wants to.
And they can't
they
get
took
open.
Away his veteran quarterback who just beat the Steelers, who we couldn't beat on Sunday. I still don't know if he's the answer or not. There have been times when he was here, I was like, yep, he's the answer. Especially during the pandemic, we all thought that. But it's the NFL. I mean, how long do I didn't realize Mike Tomlin is the longest running head coach in all of the major sports. Think about that. Last night. And so that to think more about what, by the way, with Tomlin and the line about trading Flacco and ripping Andrew Berry this week. So I was in the car listening to the game right here on 92.3 The Fan. And they spent 5 minutes talking about that, despite the fact that play-by-play guy said Andrew Berry was the Bengals GM. It was no big deal. And then I turn on the TV, and what are they talking about? Same thing. Although they didn't get deep into opinion on it. I was waiting for Herbie to say something, but, I mean, Herbie's a Cincinnati guy anyway, so huge Reds fan. David is in Parma. We got to make it quick. Sorry.
Well, I'll be quick. You know, I've always been a Joe Flacco fan, even when he was in Baltimore. Not a Baltimore fan, but you know what? Jimmy Haslam, we saw him and the mayor of Cleveland stand there, and the mayor allowing Haslam to buy him off with the stadium deal. We saw
I'm not. Hey, David, good luck, man. I'm sorry. I'm not talking about the stadium today. I'm not. I don't know. We've been talking about this for years, and I know we got to go to break. I don't associate the stadium 100% with the Browns. What I do associate a new dome with, and I'm just going to lay it out flat, I don't care how many, if you can have more than 10 football games or do something else with the current stadium, I would have been all in for it. I would have been all for a dome downtown. But here's what I'm not going to sit here. Like, somebody, Haslam wants to invest billions in the city. Great. No one else is doing that. Get that through your head, whether you like football or don't like football. We're talking about a building that can house things other than the Browns, that we can have something that's got some public money in it through this unclaimed funds thing that you're actually getting a return on. Do I think tickets are going to be through the roof? Yeah, I do. Do I think parking's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in Cleveland? Yeah, but the fact of the matter is you're creating jobs to build a dome. I know you would have had to create them downtown, same thing, but now you've got a chance to create jobs on a lakefront project. Forget about the football with a dome for 2 seconds and think about your neighbors and all those other things. Yes, I know ticket prices are probably going to suck, but how about all those people are going to have jobs, more work to put in a dome and to build a lakefront? Can we stop it? Stop equating the dome with everything that has to do with the Browns. Yes, it'll be the home of the Browns, but man, your neighbors are going to have work because of it, because someone's actually putting a couple billion in. Am I mad at Haslam about what's going on with the football team? Yes. Am I going to be mad about somebody that wants to invest money into our city and create jobs? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.